New York State has trained 10,000 laypeople in the last 6 months in the use of Narcan, a drug that can save a person from death after an overdose of opioids like heroin or prescription painkillers. As WRVO's Ellen Abbott reports, local emergency medical technicians say it's a good idea if people are properly trained.
Wendy Hoos has had to administer Narcan to a heroin overdose victim in the field. She's an emergency medical technician for the Southern Cayuga Ambulance and Varna Volunteer Fire Company. And while she applauds the state's push to make Narcan available to more people than just police and paramedics, she says it's more than just administering the drug.
In addition to Narcan, people should be trained in emergency respiratory care, because if you give Narcan without giving the respiratory care first, you can cause unexpected medical complications.
Hoos also says when a patient starts waking up, they can often be combative. The training sessions that have been happening across the state do teach trainees how to leave space between themselves and a patient after administering the drug. Hoos emphasizes that laypeople should still make a call to 911 in case there are any complications. Narcan has become a weapon of choice in the fight against an increase in the number of opioid drug overdoses in recent years. New York is among several states that has passed a law allowing for training of laypeople in the use of the overdose antidote. In Syracuse, Ellen Abbott for WRVO News.